Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is a good night. I feel it in the air. It's going to be a crunked up show. We got a lot of different things we want to talk about because we got opinions. We definitely have opinions. My boy, Moss Jones. Did y'all hear the show last night? Yeah, I know if y'all don't catch us live, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio /Tiffany Nicole and check out the shows. So you don't have to catch it live. We want you to be here live because we want you to call in and interact with us and have an opinion because, listen, our opinion ain't gold. It's just our fucking opinion, right? So without further ado, let me bring in my boy, Mr. Moss Jones. Moss, what is really good tonight?
Yo, I'm eating a peppermint that I got from Topps Diner. Like a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, maybe two or a week. That shit good. This shit tastes like steak right now. And I don't even eat red meat. That shit good as hell. But other than that, I'm good. You know, same old, staying out of people's way. You know how it goes. What's up with you?
I'm good, man. It's a lot of shit to get into tonight. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, it's just so much. But you know what? Before I start, let's just have a moment of silence for the Queen Bee, you know, Miss Little Kim, because when I see her now, that bitch look like Miss Piggy. And when she first came out with Junior Mafia, she was so fucking pretty to me. She was so pretty.
Yeah,
now agree. You can't even recognize her. So R.I.P. to Queen Bee. You know, she just don't look the same.
She looked like a statue or something. Like, I don't know what to call it. I still like her and everything, but it's just, why she do that to herself? Like, I seen an article, you know, I didn't read it. You know, I guess it was her talking about her look or whatever, how she used to look, and, you know, people used to talk down on her. That's why she changed her hold. I'm going to get into it, though. I'm going to read it, and, you know, we can always touch back on that.
But she was so pretty. It's like, don't mess up what God created. Like, people just, you know, just go overboard. You know, I'm not going to lie. If I run into some money, like, just a little bit of money, I'm going to suck out all this fat. Like, my stomach going to be nice. You know, my arm's going to be nice. But
don't
I ain't gonna mess with the face. Yo, I'm definitely doing it. I'm going all the way. It's like go home or go hard. Go hard or go home. I'm going all the way. I'm gonna get the six pack.
And then you're gonna try to get your nose done. And then when your nose don't match your cheeks, then you're gonna go get your cheeks done. Then the cheeks ain't gonna match your lips, so you're gonna get your lips done. And now we got little Tiffany Kim and shit. Don't do none of that. This how you are a good trainer and help him.
Now what's up? Listen. I just had to say R.I.P. to Kim because, you know, like, she was Junior Mafia. Her and Foxy, back in the day, they was the ish. Now it's just like, what happened?
Are they trying to – I think Foxy gained, like, 300 pounds. I could be wrong.
I
the last picture
Foxy.
I seen, she was looking crazy. She was titties busting out her bra and all – well, her shirt.
No,
bikini
not
thingy,
Fox.
Whatever she had. Yeah,
not
she was on stage
Fox.
Looking crazy.
Big K.
Did she go
she
deaf
deaf,
and she
right?
bought
something
some
like that, right? Yeah.
I think she can hear now. I think she went and bought some new ears or some shit like that. But
okay.
You know, she back. She can hear.
She back?
She probably
okay,
listening.
So some
yeah,
people,
she,
you know, get the Brazilian butt lift. Some people go get some hearing. You know, it's all in what you want. But boss, yo, it's so much ish we can talk about. Like, did you hear that, you know, Ja Rule got into a little scuffle? Not even really a scuffle. He's smacking dudes up. Did you hear about it?
I seen a video. Somebody threw something at him, a bottle or something, and it hit him, and he was like, point the nigga out that did it. Point the person out that did it. And I guess they pointed him out. And, oh, and he even offered $1,000. Like, I'll give you $1,000 if you tell me who did it. Somebody,
ooh.
I guess, told, and he slapped.
Snitch.
You know. Yeah, somebody ratted and slapped dog. And he slapped dog shit out of him.
Like, do you blame him?
Nah. I mean, he wanted. My thing is this. If I'm a big-time artist, where is the security at? Because that whole time, I ain't seen no security. Until he slapped the dude. Then I seen somebody walk up.
I know. And that's the
security
problem,
guards be lacking nowadays.
And you paying them some good money. They're not getting peanuts. They getting paid some good money. And, you know, Plies got put in the situation a few months back. You know, they ran up on him, run up on the stage, put hands on him. And I'm like, how does that happen?
Hell, they slammed that nigga off the stage.
Okay, he was close enough to touch him to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that happen? Like, I'm firing my whole team if they even breathe on me.
Man, see, that's why people bring their...
Them hood niggas.
That's why people bring their own entourage. Because as soon as it, you know, look like it's about to get ugly, your people jump on it. Security wait till the shit happens. Then they wait some more. Mm-hmm. And then they wait some more. And then they react.
And you know what? To me, it's like, do they do this for payday? Because I know a situation in which Kevin Gates had a show, and it was a female that was, like, grabbing on his genitals, you know, just trying to caress him, trying to make him pop through the pants while he was on stage doing his thing. And he kicked the bitch. Kicked her right in the forehead. And, like, at the last I heard, she's suing him. And it's like, you know, where they do that at?
Oh, man. These artists be going off on people, boy. I swear. That kick is not funny, but I'm laughing at it. He kicked, like, he fucking kicked his. Yo, let me used to try to kick the ball hard as you could as a kid. Like, you wanted to kick that shit for, like, the next block. Man. I think she went, like, 7 rows back.
And you know what?
Yeah, he kicked the shit out of her.
She deserves it. But just think about it. If a male did that to a female artist, they would have rushed that dude, you know, put hands on that dude. Some charges would have been on that dude. But because it's a reverse, it's like it gets kind of brushed under the, oh, he's hitting fans, and, you know, now I'm getting sued. But if it was reversed, y'all niggas will have this dude in jail.
They try to turn you into some type of monster and everything.
That's
the media is the devil. Exactly. Like he said, like, yo, if I was at a Beyonce concert and I try to stick my fingers in her pussy, y'all fucking have me locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something ugly going to happen. So he's like, so she grabbing me is the same thing. He's like, oh, it's just different because I'm a male? So,
It's so disrespectful, man. Like, such a violation. And he's married. Like, you were caressing. I know, like, as his wife in the back, in the background, like, do you want to run on the stage and do something? You got somebody caressing your man, Jules? Like,
she got to keep it professional, I guess.
You got it. Shit. Sometimes that professional, you throw that out the window. Like, you massaging my man nuts? Like, I'm the nut massager, not you. You know what I'm saying? Not you.
Hey, man. I guess she, like, long as he ain't fucking them, I guess, you know, she got no choice but to sit there and watch it.
Oh, man. Yep. That's
But Ja Rule, man, that's crazy with that man. Like, he stayed getting disrespected. Like, ever since 50 put that nigga on the stretcher, everything just coming out. Like, he talking about, he was on one of them shows talking about he won the first two rounds with 50, and niggas and people on the stage looking at him like, what are you talking about, nigga? You lost.
You lost. It was, everybody know you lost. Like, it's a clear day you lost.
Some interviews he say he lost. Some interviews he say, nah, I won. So.
You know, is that a macho thing, Moss? Is that a macho thing? Like, I can't, you know, I can't give in to defeat. Like, I can't give in to defeat.
I don't know what it is.
It's like,
somebody need a he need a reality check by somebody that's really close to him. Like, somebody that's close to him need to tell him, like, no, bro, you lost. You lost.
You think when he doing pillow talk with his lady, you know, his wife, you know, when he takes the rule off and he just Jeffrey, you know, like, baby, you know, 50, he won that, baby. I'm sorry, you know. I'm going to still give you a little son, but, you know, 50 won that
battle,
baby.
He stopped our money. He probably like, baby, you won. Just tell that nigga what he want to hear. Baby, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and you know he went to jail for a couple of years. You know that, right? He was still with some tax evasion.
It was? I thought it was over a gun.
I thought it was tax evasion. It could have been a gun, but I thought it was tax evasion. But you know Lauren was in jail for tax evasion too, right?
Yeah. I don't believe in that shit, though.
What you don't believe in? You don't believe in paying your taxes? Or you believe in that prison?
No, no, no,
you
know
about that life?
I don't believe in, like, just somebody just mail you a letter saying you owe this much money. Just out the blue, just, you know what, you owe $5,000. And then on top of that, if you pay it, you still got to go to jail.
But this is the thing. I don't think they just get one goddamn letter. I think it's like a letter, a letter, a letter. You know, and your accountants or whoever you got handling your business is like, you know, we got this, we got this, we got this, until they got you in Rikers Island or the little country club, wherever you got to go to do your time. Like, Lauren ain't about that life, and they had her in North Essex County Courthouse looking crazy with the clown face on and her little Caesar cut. Like, hell, boogie. Like,
yes,
what happened?
I don't know. I think they just send you one letter that say, like, you owe, like, 1 point something million and just catch you off guard. Like, oh, and everybody, nigga, you got till tomorrow to pay it. And even if you pay it, like I said, you still going to jail. Look at Wesley Snipes.
Crazy. Great. Oh, yeah. You know, I think his character, remember that character he played, Wu-Tang Fu, some shit like that, where he was, like, the girl cross-dresser?
Yeah.
You know? You think he did some of that in prison?
Nah, we ain't going to do that to Wesley.
Not my brother's keeper.
We ain't going to do that to Dino.
Wu-Tang Fu. Yeah. Have you ever noticed, like, all the black actors at some point or another in their career before they popped off or, you know, on their journey to becoming a big star, they played a female character. Have you noticed that?
Yep. Martin
Lawrence.
Shit, Will Smith done kissed a man early in his years.
Yeah, he was a gay golfer or gay golf caddy, some shit. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx,
yep. That's why Dave Chappelle was like, nah, man, I'm out of here. Y'all can keep that money. I ain't about to put no dress on me.
I respect him for that. Because some people do anything for a check.
The next thing you know, he's considered crazy. Okay, cool.
Very much true. Very much true. I mean, you got to be a little crazy to walk away from the finances. Because just like we were talking about yesterday, like, you can't let your truth dictate your coin. So, like, a little bit of craziness to kind of walk away. Because at that point in time, he had just re-upped. He just got some more money. And he kind of said, bye-bye. Like, that takes a lot of cojones to do that.
No, I mean, because all the money in the world don't mean you're going to live comfortable. you know, as long as you comfortable with yourself, all the money in the world don't mean nothing. So he would have took that money, or I don't know if he did take it, or whatever the case may be. They try to make it seem like, it was, you know, he's crazy for not taking that money. No, he probably got, let's just say, he probably got $20 million in his account, and he's good with that. He can live off of $20 million. So adding another 50, yeah, that's good, but that's not going to make him comfortable, because now he got to do all this extra work and stuff that he don't want to do for the 50. So I keep the $20 million in my account. Y'all can, you know, whatever with the 50. I'm cool with that. Thank you. I'm going to go to Africa, and then I'm going to start getting calls saying, yo, they over here calling you crazy because you left. Nah, man. I'm glad
you
did
left
that.
The money. You left the
you
money.
You left the money.
Listen, the call-in number is 646-787-1981. If you want to holler at us, if you want to chime in on what we're talking about, just give us a call. Once again, 646-787-1981. Put your ones up. Let me know that you want to speak. I see a few people on the line. I appreciate the love listening in. If you want to talk,
thank you.
Let me know. Listen, Moss. Like, have you ever been in a serious relationship with someone and then it went south and then you found yourself beefing with her?
Beefing?
Beefing.
Nah.
So when you break up with females, like, y'all break up on good terms?
No, it might go down, but then, you know, I don't keep that hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't continue to hate you. Like, I just know we can never be together again.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't be like, oh, when I see her, I'm going to go upside her head and, you know, and vice versa. Nah. It's cool.
You ain't
you
talking
know.
Dirty about her to her friends.
Nah.
Okay. Because, like, Nicki Minaj and Safari, they were together for, like, 10 years, right? Something like
that.
And they never really, when they were together, They did the Beyonce Jay-Z thing. They never really talked about their relationship. You kind of knew they were together, but she wasn't saying, yo, that's my man, and he wasn't saying, yeah, that's my girl. But, like, now that they've broken up, you hear more about their previous relationship than when they was actually in a relationship. And I'm saying this all because now they beefing. Like, he's suing her for some payolas. He basically saying that she making him feel less than a man, that she had mental games that she was playing with on him, and, like, she belittled him. And they doing, like, a Twitter war right now. And like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, first of all, I think that's a sucker-ass move to be beefing with a girl. But,
all
you know,
that
it's a lot of sucker niggas.
Corny. He's emotional. Like, he's doing, like, I know, if he's doing all this in front of everybody, imagine what he did behind closed doors. You know that nigga was, like, in a tub, like, with his clothes on, though, with the shower running on him, crying. Like, he probably, you know that little mink coat he be wearing and shit? He probably was in the tub with that shit, crying. Like, this nigga's feelings is hurt to the max. Like, he's really hurt. To the point where, like, you trying to sue, like, bro, I know you getting checks. I know, allegedly, he's probably writing for it, you know. He got
allegedly,
checks,
right?
he got money. Yeah, just try to create your own situation now. Like, that thing is done right there. That thing is done. And she, if you come to some type of agreement, I guess, you know, she might be able to help you out. She's one of the, she's the biggest star, you know, on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
That can be debatable, but she big.
She don't burn that bridge. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what he's doing. And the world is fucking behind her. So that nigga never get a some type of record deal and he, you know, be the big artist and nah, nobody's rocking with him.
The funny
thing is, corny anyway.
Yeah, well, he corny, but he stayed doing a video. I always see him with a video on Wall Star stunting on his like little motorcycles. Every fucking week he got a new video out and he always getting some shows, so somebody's feeling his music. But my thing is, allegedly, he stupid. Listen, sometimes you gotta fake it if you make it. But the funny thing is that they say allegedly that he written a lot of her shit.
Yeah.
And my thing is, if he wrote a lot of her shit, why can't he do the same shit for himself? Like, if you wrote her shit and that's hot, you should be able to write you a hot 16 or something. Everybody got a one good song. He ain't got nothing.
I mean, it all depends. It's about how you perform it. Prime example, The Dream, Neo, and all these people who write for Beyonce. Ain't none of them as big as Beyonce, though. So it's about how you know, if you can perform it, just like the Quentin Miller kid that was writing for Drake, allegedly, you know. I don't know a song from Quentin Miller, but I know a Drake song, you know what I'm saying? So I guess you can perform it and, you know, do it like that, and it works for people. I would love to write for somebody. I don't want to be in front of the camera. Give me that behind.
The money is behind the camera for sure.
Exactly.
Definitely. But you know what the funny thing is? You know who the winner is? And all this shit, they beefing, and all the back and forth banter between the two. Guess who the winner is? Guess who the real MVP is? Meek Mill. That nigga looks like a gorilla. A gorilla in a hat. Like, I'm telling you, if he did not have money, I don't know what it is about him. Maybe he got the charisma, but he looks like a gorilla. Like, I've never looked at Meek Mill like, yo, he looks good. He's something that is quite attractive. Like, he's winning. He barely can rap. Drake murdered him, and he's with the hottest chick in the game, allegedly. You know, I think B is the queen, but in the rap game, it's Nicki Minaj. He got the hottest rapper, and he's just a dirty Philly dude.
He just rap about rollies too damn much for me. Like, every song he got a rollie. He's talking about his rollie, another rollie, and another rollie, and another rollie. Like, bro, switch
it up
a little
bit. Nicki is keeping him laced. You know, I know his money ain't that long. That he ain't got no plaques on his wall. Maybe when she came around, but I don't really know. I can't name five songs of his, and that's real cool.
Me neither, but that last album was like number one in the country. It was like number one in the country.
Who was on his leading single?
I don't know. I didn't buy it, and I don't know nobody that did buy it.
But that radio song, that one song that got play, Nicki was on. Nicki and Chris Brown. You got two radio heads that kill the radio, and he has them on his first single. So, I mean, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You know, it's not bad to mix business with pleasure when, you know, you fucking with Chris Brown. That's going to dance all over in your video and make it hot. Got all the young girls, you know. And that nigga's he risen from the dead because when that Rihanna situation went down, they left Chris Breezy for dead.
I left the nigga for dead. I thought he was over with. I'm like, oh, yo, the way Rihanna looked, that nigga was losing. She must have been whipping his ass. And he bit her. You don't bite in a fight unless you lose it.
That's the last resort type of ish. Like, ooh, let me just check this nigga.
I can get this bitch up off me. And he just, you know, he bit her, and and they fought in a Lamborghini or some shit like that. You know how small Lamborghini is? I can't fit in one of those.
Oh, my God.
But, you know,
God.
She was all in his face, calling him all types of botty boys and fucking all types of shit. Yeah.
But, I mean, he was not winning at a point in time. I mean, he couldn't even get booked on BET. BET don't get nobody on their award show. They weren't even called. BET wasn't even answering the call. Like, you done fucked up, Chris. We going to just put you on time out. They iced this dude for a couple of years. And then, and that's the thing about it. Like, you can say whatever about an artist, but if they're truly talented, that is going to – the best rises to the top. And that's what he did. You know, he was down in the gutter. And then, you know, he came out with "These Hoes Ain't Loyal." And then it just –
And
started coming back
chucking up the deuces.
deuces
and all that.
You're right. Yeah, you take it in. The song he had with Tyga,
As soon as all that junk popped off and it died down a little bit, he started knocking them out the park. Now he cool now. I think he blood now and shit.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like, allegedly. Why do you claim, like, if you are blood, I can see why a rapper may claim it because, you know, that may increase his street cred. But why an R&B singer is claiming blood? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Why, Mom?
I don't know a real, like, solid blood nigga that's that a Chris Brown CD. It just look cool. It's just I want to be cool out on these streets, you know. But a real blood nigga is not buying a Chris Brown CD. I don't see it. I don't know. I stay away from that type of niggas. Them type of niggas. Them niggas will kill you just to prove a point.
Just to prove a point. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely crazy. Yeah, let's just spin it a little bit. Let's talk a little white people stuff. Like, I was reading the news today, and I heard a couple of things that I was like, something ain't right in the water. So do you know the little girl, Megan Trainor?
That nah,
she got a song, it's all about the bass, but the bass, no trouble, it's all about the bass. The bass, no trouble. You don't know that song?
That's like one of them songs they play in them stores, like the
yeah, exactly. The
stores
when you in Aeropostale, they blast it. When you in Hollister,
them,
they blast
them
it.
Them fat ass skateboard sneakers and shit with the fat ass laces in them. That's what it sounds like. But I don't go in those stores, so nah, I never heard that before.
All right, I'm not going front when I'm in a car and I pass it. If Hot 97 or, you know, the satellite radio is on timeout, I might just breeze through Z100 or 104 point whatever, and I listen to it. I ain't going to front. And it gets me moving. But anyway, she a little chubby little thing. She's a little thickum. And it's a lot of controversy going on right now because she's just got this video that she released, like, yesterday, what was scheduled to be released, and it was doing a big thing, releasing this and going to the different outlets so the world could see this video, this little chunky girl doing her little dance moves. And she decided not to show the video because her fat ass, they helped her fat ass out, right? What they did was they photoshopped her waistline, right? They photoshopped it and made her like a size 6. In my book, if you photoshop me, then I'm a size 6. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the help. This
did that
bitch
in the video?
Was mad that they photoshopped her body. So want nobody to see that video until they put her back into a Oompa Loompa Rosie O'Donnell shape. And
because
like,
that's gonna
really?
That's gonna make her look fake, and they gonna come down on her, not the nigga that edited the video, not the nigga that shot the video, not the record label. They gonna come down on her like, hold on, bitch, you was just a 6. How the fuck? Yeah, I'll be mad too. Like, don't make me look like something that I'm not.
You know
don't
what?
Do that.
But you know, in Hollywood, it's all an illusion. You know what I'm saying? I am not gonna be mad if you make me a size 6 for the day, cause a bitch can dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good, and I saw the video. It looked good. She looked good. So she going on Twitter, and all the little white girls is crying. Oh my God, how would they do that to her? And
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
wrong.
That bitch better send them a thank you card. You know what I'm saying?
She
got to
deal with that in the street. She got to deal with that in the streets. When she touched down in the street, they're going to be like, hold on. That's not your side. They go on YouTube a video real quick. Like, hold up. Did you gain weight? Hella fat. Something ain't right. You being fake, and now she done lost all her fans. Yeah. It's a wrap for her. She better fix that shit ASAP.
Well,
ASAP.
She did. Oh. So they're not releasing the video yet. So I guess when they wait, they plump her back up. They're going to release the video. And I was like, this is the shit that white people think about. Like, I don't understand it. Like, that's white people problems that I don't understand.
Well, I don't know if you heard about this one here.
What?
Atlanta, they got, oh, my goodness, 1 out of 51 people with HIV or AIDS in Atlanta.
Ooh.
I got holes in Atlanta. I got holes in Atlanta.
Whoa.
Atlanta. I ain't got no holes in Atlanta now.
Down there got the monster?
What? They got that UPS package, the FedEx, all that shit.
They got that Amazon Prime 2-day shit just for you?
What? Man, don't answer the doorbell when I don't do it. Don't do it.
You know why?
Don't,
Wow. You know, just like we were talking about yesterday, these down low mother effers. You know, these dudes, you know, they front like they like women. They like what you got to offer. But as soon as you turn your back, they fucking your man. Like,
oh, yeah,
that's
I heard
the problem,
like,
what's going on down there.
I heard there's like a billion gay motherfuckers down there. Like Atlanta's filled with them. So that might be the issue right there. I don't know, but I seen it today. I was reading up on it. I was like, wow.
That is deep. That is deep. And, you know, everybody is effing everybody. The club scene, the strip clubs, that shit is like religion, going to the strip clubs in Atlanta. It's, like, big mm-hmm. out there. You know, so it's like, yep. Ooh, the monster.
Dudes chasing all that ass out there, the fake ass, they chasing that. Meanwhile, she got the UPS package sitting right there, and once he opened it, it's a wrap. That's, you own that package now, Nate.
You own that. You can't return that. That sign sealed and delivered for you. Ooh,
I got holes in Atlanta.
I got holes in Atlanta.
They got
holes down
there.
You got
holes
in your dick. You got holes in your body. You
got that black and white
your body.
Shit flowing through them. Nah, I'm good. I got holes in Atlanta.
Man. Listen, I don't even think I want to visit Atlanta after that. And I love to go to Gladys Knight's Waffle House in ATL. I think it's Buckhead. But, you know, I'm going to pass by there next time and just breeze through. Just go to next city. Next city. I
take
deep.
A detour. I don't want to
yeah,
fly over
I'm
that
definitely
shit.
Gonna take a time out. They on time out right now. I'm a Chris Brown. I'm going to put them in time out for a couple of years so they get that taken care of. You know it.
I wonder if designers still got holes in Atlanta. Holes in Atlanta. Hey, yo, man. Y'all call in, man. 646-787-1981. Call in. Let us know what you think about the topics we're talking about right now. You know, call in. Talk some shit with us. You know
word,
what I mean?
Word. We're going to get into some songs. We're going to get into the main topic also, the appetizer. Right now, we're just hitting you off with just a little appetizer. We're going to get to the main course. Also, you know, let's go back to the white people news. You know Gene Simmons? You know, like, the Kiss group?
Yeah.
Okay, the dude with the tongue. Sticks his tongue out, get crazy. Yo, he has the nerve to kind of disrespect the god. Prince, the purple god. He was talking reckless about Prince, you know, and you know the Prince crew, you know, the little new power generation, they kind of went in on him. You know, they made him to retract his statement ASAP. He was saying something like, you know, it's so sad that people, you know, indulge in drugs and alcohol, and it's pathetic of him to take his life. You know, why would he do that? Blah, 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 blah. How is that?
He better watch his mouth. He gonna have a thousand little petite niggas with perm hair, with their ass cut out in their jeans. They gonna chase
we'll
that
be
nigga
coming
down.
For you.
And kick him in his soft stomach. He better watch his mouth. That nigga tongue, that same tongue he used back in the day that he always sticking out, that shit gonna be hanging out his mouth after them booty niggas.
Them heels, them stilettos go up in your mouth. Them purple stilettos.
Heels with the booty, with your booty cut out your jeans. I don't want them niggas chasing me with perm.
Take that.
With the chest hair, got a little bit of chest hair. A little bit, though. And it's not even nappy, just a little bit of good chest hair.
Whoa. I find it appalling, you know. But the funny thing is, like, I think sometimes, allegedly, white people get passes. Like, if anybody in a black community or black celebrity goes after one of a falling white star, you know, they will get dragged. CNN will do a news coverage. Oh, my God, the black actor said this about our star.
Exactly.
And, you know, Gene Simmons talks about our God, our purple God, Mr. Purple Rain, and it was just like breeze through. Like, they moved on. It was like, how dare you come out your mouth talk about the purple God? It's kind of ill.
You better chill out. I'm telling you.
He better.
Prince,
I
bet you Prince got a squad. Prince
does
got a gangster squad. Like I said, with the ass cut out, with the he got. I bet you, yo. All I'm gonna say is this: let that man rest in peace, Gene Simmons.
Please do. Please do.
Yo, man, y'all call up, man. 646-787-1981. Let us know what y'all think about this nigga going at Prince, man. That's so disrespectful.
Like, I just can't even fathom people going after him like that. Let's move it along. Like, there was another story. It's a little more serious that got to me. These black cadets from West Point. West Point is a military school. They were graduating. They're actually graduating. I think they graduated maybe last week. And they did this picture. Now, usually during your graduation picture, you take like a stoic picture and you're really serious and you have your arms to the side. But these black sisters, what they did, they had the black power sign. They had the arms up, you know, and people were saying that it was a nod to the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, they were saluting them and giving them props. And with this picture floating around that they did, it was a lot of controversy surrounding it. And policy states that when you take your graduation photo, it has to be in the typical fashion of previously done. You know, you cannot modify how you take these pictures. So because they had the Black Power movement going on, you know, they were in danger of not graduating or being punished for doing so. And that shit was just gangster to me. I don't know if you've seen the picture, but you could just Google it. And it's like when things going on in your community and society, and when people don't say anything about it and they turn a blind eye, they always say, well, we don't even do anything for ourselves. You know, we're always waiting for other people to do things. But then when you have some young women that are actually doing something, standing up for something, having some substance, and they're on the verge of being punished for it, it just baffles me. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm glad they did it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we damn if we do, damn if we don't. Like, they gonna get talked about regardless. They talking about a picture when it's cops out here killing white cops out here killing black kids, and they get talked about for about what, a day or two, and then it goes away. But you take a picture, now that's over. Oh, they the Black Lives Matter, they part of that gang. You know, they call it a gang now. There's a gang, and get the fuck out of it. I don't care. Like, keep doing that shit. Keep your fists up. Keep doing it. It ain't hurting nothing.
Mm-mm.
But the shit
it's
that is hurting people out here. Yeah, exactly. And the shit that is hurting people out here, it gets talked about for 2 days, and then it disappears. What happened with the little white kid in was it South Carolina or North Carolina that killed all the people in that church? It was talked about for about 3 days, 4 days tops. Now I don't hear nothing else about it. So this whole picture thing, like, it's really, it's senseless, man. Like, and then on top of that, we don't own none of these stations that's playing, you know, that's talking about it. We don't own Google and all this other stuff. So these people were just putting up what they want to put up. So what we need to do is create our own and put what we want to put up there. They doing it. Why can't we do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to piggyback off of that, we gonna lighten up in a little bit, but sometimes you just got to drop some knowledge. The funny thing is just swaying back into Beyonce mode, because Beyonce kind of started this in a sense, because with the whole Super Bowl performance that she did, she took a lot of flack. She got a lot of flack for, you know, promoting violence against police officers, or a lot of bullshit that white people were saying, or just racist, ignorant people were saying. And my thing is, when Beyonce was talking about put a ring on it or was shaking her ass, everybody was cool on it. Everybody was cool. Everybody, the white people loved her. People loved her in general. But the minute that she does something that says, fuck this, police brutality is wrong, you know, black lives do matter, you know, we have to do better, there has to be some changes in our society, it's like, oh, what's going on, Beyonce? You're not supposed to be doing this. Like, is she supposed to play the airhead, the bitch that just makes you dance every album?
But here's my look at it. This is the way I look at it. So don't nobody get mad. And you could call in right after I say this. I know some of y'all going to feel this type of way because I know a lot of y'all are down with the Beehive. 646-787-1981. Why didn't she do that when all of this shit was kicked off? Like, why didn't she go to St. Louis, you know, when everything kicked off? Why does it take for you to damn near about to have an album come out, a video, and all this other stuff to come out for you to do that? Why you didn't? Why don't you do that without music? You know what I'm saying? Like, just, it don't matter. You can go on any station. She can go on any station. People are going to watch regardless. Just like she put out a CD and without letting people know, and that shit, she sold X amount of CDs or whatever. So why does it take for you to go on TV to do your song, you know, and then, you know, dress up, you know, and then you want, you black sis. I liked it, but it's like, why it takes you, takes for you to do that on, you know what I'm saying, on that platform? Why don't you just do it without the music? Let's see who Beyonce is without the music. Stand up and get with these people, families that's, you know, that's been murdered, and, you know, talk with them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
everything she does is behind, it's music. It's music.
But to be fair, a lot of people have said that she and her husband, Jigga Man, Jay-Z, the greatest MC in the world on this planet ever, in my opinion, that they do a lot of stuff with the movement behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, they've done a lot. They said that they've helped out Mike Brown's mom behind the scene. So I don't know what's true or what's not. I do get your point. Like, I just think we got to do better as a community. You know, fuck celebrity vouching for us, or you need them to be on the platform to make what we're going through, you know, real. Yeah. Like, we don't need anybody to be our mouthpiece. We don't have to wait for these celebrities, these singers, these rappers to say, you know, this is wrong, police brutality is wrong. We don't need that. You know, like,
yeah,
we're in a community. It's our children are dying. So it's like, we don't need anybody to validate what's going on in our community. All right? That's just my
point
on it.
Everybody look up to these celebrities and all that. Well, all in all, these celebrities want to be us. You know, like, they rap and sing about that, the stuff that we're going through. That's, you know, that's why we like them, because, you know, we can relate to who, we relate to who we can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
them
true.
Wanting to be us. Like the Lemonade thing.
Think about the Lemonade, because a lot of people, you know, they talking about Lemonade. They made a big deal. Twitter was going crazy. Facebook was going crazy when she dropped it. Let me tell you, I like Beyonce. I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan, but I respect homegirl's hustle. I think when it comes to the stage, this performing, can't nobody fuck with her. Like right now. I'm not talking about past tense. I mean, right now, this generation, can't nobody mess with her on that stage. I've seen Beyonce perform at least 3 times, and every single time I'm like, this bitch is bad. She's nice with it. But my thing is, do you think it was all propaganda for record sales, or you really think this is her truth? Like, what do you think about Lemonade?
I think Jay-Z wrote that shit.
And you know what? I wouldn't be fucking surprised.
That, you know, Jay-Z's a sneaky, slick motherfucker. He probably, if he didn't write it, he gave her the idea. Like, he co-signed it. And it's a smart move. That's why I do like them. You know what I'm saying? They know how to work it. You know what I'm saying? I think Jay-Z wrote that shit.
Yo, but the funny thing, they said that he's the executive producer on the album. executive producer of the album. So it's like, bitches dropping their men, leaving their man, you know, getting all emotional in their feelings, going hard, oh, beep, beep, attacking the alleged girl that, you know, Jay was supposed to be jumping off with, while Jigga Man and B is on an island in Fiji just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
drinking coconut water.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
See,
he's smoking Cuban cigars and, you know, everybody getting their pennies in a bunch and they laughing to the bank.
They keep people out their business to the max. So the moment you do let people in your business, you're going to do it on a song? Nah. I think it's fake.
I think it's fake, too. But I ain't mad at them because just in that time, that span of time that came out, people was going crazy like it was they man, like it's they relationship. Like, oh, my God, Jigga Man.
That's
because
bitches can relate to it. Chicks can relate to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ain't going to sing about the island she was just on. Because can't nobody relate to that shit. So she going to sing about the shit that we can relate to.
But
that's why
you know
I say,
what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finish your point.
That's why I say rappers and singers, they want to be us. They want to be normal people. That's why they sing and, you know, they know how to grab our attention. She came out.
I agree.
When she Destiny Child, I need a soldier. But at that time, she was messing with Jay-Z, and we all know Jay-Z's a boss. But these bitches out here, these females out here, they not aiming towards a boss. They want to mess with the soldier nigga.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So why not make a song called I Want a Soldier? T.I. was on there. T.I.'s clearly a boss. Lil Wayne was on that song. He's clearly a boss. So it's like,
well, I can't say clearly because he's suing Young Cash Money for some cheddar. So,
boss
activities is kind of suspect right now. But I hear what you're saying. Allegedly, he's a boss. You know, allegedly.
Well,
I can't really stamp that, you know.
So, you know, that's they just, you know, they want to make what we want to hear, that stuff that we can relate to. I like it. I like all of it.
I love it. It's entertainment.
Dig deeper into it. Yeah.
And I
exactly.
think if you
That's
keep
exactly
it
what
for
it
what it's for, exactly. Keep it for what it's for.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. But you know what?
Yeah.
A bigger issue. This is my thing. We have a problem. When I say we, I mean black folks. We have a problem supporting each other. And why I say this is because Jay-Z, I think he's the majority owner, but it's a lot of artists that partially own a percentage, I guess, of Tidal streaming system. And it's supposed to be like a Spotify, a iTunes. I think they have high definition and they do a lot of exclusive stuff. I don't have membership, and it's only because I have something else. So I'm like, I'm not going to pay two memberships. But he comes out with Tidal, and he's doing this and trying to make it big and blow it up, and people don't want to fuck with it because they fucking with iTunes, but they won't support their own, but they will go to iTunes like it's been their last little penny to support this Apple. And I've heard so many things in regards to, nah, we ain't fucking with Tidal, and people don't even not give it a chance. But if it was a white man, you know, if it wasn't Jay-Z, if it was just somebody else rocking to it, you know, I think it would have been a whole bigger reception to it. But people look at it with different lenses because Jay-Z is behind it. I'm like, damn, like, how does that work? How does that work?
It's more, how can I put it? It's, I can't think of the word right now, but I'm about to explain what I mean. You put the word in. It's almost like, all right, prime example, like, I do shirts, marks that, my whole clothing line, this, that, and the third. Everybody don't support me. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if some of the people I know don't support me, which is cool. And I'm cool with it because don't nobody owe me nothing. But you would think, but they would go out and buy True Religion jeans for damn near $300, whatever they cost, $120, whatever they cost. Who the fuck is True Religion? Who is this person? Who is it? We don't know. Maybe they do know, but I guarantee they don't know them personally. These people I know me personally, and I still don't, you know. But I just take it on the chin and be like, well, you know, people don't owe me nothing. I'm cool with it. So that's the way the world is. Like, we would rather go. And then on top of that, some businesses be charging outrageous. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just trying to take your whole paycheck for certain things. Black business I'm talking about. They trying to take your whole, you know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa. And then sometimes the service is not right. So now you got to go. Because I've dealt with, you know, well, I tried to deal with the black businesses. And they're just like, come on, man. Like, for one, this is too much. Or you got an attitude. So, you know, it's like both ways. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the way it is. That we're programmed like that.
That's
we're definitely
true.
Programmed
that's...
like that.
Yeah, that's so true. And just to piggyback off what you said, like, I've been doing my show on and off for 4 fucking years. No, probably 5. 5 years. And you know the funniest thing? The closest people to me have never heard of my show or only listened maybe a handful of times. I have people that I barely know that, like, yo, when your show coming on? Yo, I like your show. But I'm, like, begging my family, yo, check out my show. You know, I got the show. I even had a New York Best Times author. Her name is Kimberly Lawson Roby. She sold millions of books, been on Essence Magazine. Like, she's in that crowd. Like, not the hood book. She's, like, a national best-selling author. And, like, I had to beg family to listen to my show. Meanwhile, I had all these people calling on my show to speak to her. And
Shout out to her.
So crazy, right? Like, your own people won't support your shit. You know, it's funny.
But I sold more shirts out of state than I did in Jersey.
How is that? Like, you would think you can make your own way in your own town, in your own area, your own area code, and people don't want
to support. I'm cool with it, though. I'm fine with it. Because, like I said, don't nobody owe me anything. Maybe they think my shit is ugly. I'm cool with that. But don't let me get a call for X amount of dollars because somebody want to, you know, do some work and now you want to try to hop on. No, nah. I got notes in my head. I was, you know, cool with it.
But, you know, that's how it is, right? Like, they don't mess with you now, but as soon as you get hot or you start getting bubbling, oh, they want freebies. Or this is the thing, like, they don't really want to support you, but they will rock your shit if you throw them a freebie. Oh, I ain't got no money for that. But just like you said, they go into Hollister and, you know, wherever to get their shit, but they begging you for discounts. Like, how does that work?
I had this kid tell me, he said, yo, let me get a couple of shirts, you know, I can get you, you know, I guess, I want to say popping. I'm like, hold on, nigga, ain't you a rapper? You can't even get yourself popping right now. Like, I just shut it down, like, nah, I'm good. Nah, no thank you. Like, you can't help yourself, you can't help me, what you... You gonna get the people that bought like 5 of your CDs to buy 5 of my shirts? All the money counts. Everything's good. Like, I'll take it all. But nah, I feel like I'm wasting my time right now.
Yeah. We can't waste time. We definitely can't waste time. All right, if you wanna call in, if you wanna chime in, if you wanna say something, you wanna be heard, just give us a call, 646-787-1981. Hey, Moss, give us your contact information. How can people reach out to you as far as the social media thing?
You can hit me on Instagram, Moss That. Facebook, Moss Jones. Twitter, I don't be on it like that, but, you know, that's Moss That. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up. Shit, you can even email me. Fuck it. MossThat@gmail.com. Whatever, man. Hit me up. Something with everybody.
Cheesy. Absolutely. I'm on Facebook, Miss... No, I keep changing my Facebook account, so I'm like, I got to think about it. But it's Tiffany Nicole on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm rarely on Twitter, but the days that you can, I'm probably talking some bullshit and just saying some random ish when I'm on there. So my name on Twitter is Our Queen Tiffany. So we're going to take a break. We are going to drink some water, play some music, and come back with the main topic. All right, you're rocking with Midnight Convos with Tiffany Nicole and Moss Jones. Seat right now, you know, doing it. The fat girl, don't move the bottom, just the top, the hands and the head move. You know,
yo, if y'all know the name of that song, call in 646-787-1981. That shit had
you
me
never
right.
Heard of that song? That's
nah.
My pick. Oh my god,
it was sound
Kelly.
Like Stevie Wonder.
California. Listen, Moss, we got a few people on the line, man. You want to check in and see what the people talking about?
Yeah, man. Let's hear what they got to say. If it's some dumb shit, hang up on them ASAP. As soon as they get dumb,
ASAP.
Hang up. I'm co-signing that.
All right, let's see. I got 8852. I only read out the last four of your numbers, not to put your whole shit on blast. We're going to go through a few callers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi,
good evening.
How are you guys?
Good.
Who are you speaking to?
Anaya, I just wanted to say the show is amazing. Miss Tiffany, I love it so much. I'm so glad that you're back on the air because I am ecstatic about this show.
That's what's up. How long you been listening? You been listening to when I was doing authors?
Since you started. Yep, since you started, I've been listening to it faithfully.
All right, we got the new revamped, you know. We got, you know, Moss Jones, and we just trying to, you know, make it even bigger and better.
Yes, I see. I love it. Keep up the good work. I really absolutely
Any
love it.
Any particular people that you want to, because we're really trying to get into the interviews. Anybody in particular that you got an eye for that you want us to try to get on?
Not right now. But I'll definitely let you know.
All right, please listen. We're gonna be doing this 3 days a week. So you got any, you know, topics you want us to talk on, or you got some people you want us to interview? Let us know, because we're trying to do this. We're trying to do this.
Definitely.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you. Right.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You too.
Listen,
bye-bye.
Make sure you listen in next week, too. Listen in.
All right.
Thanks so much for the love.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I got another one on the line, Moss. We got somebody else. 0235. Let's see if they want to holler at us. Let me bring them in. 0235, you're on live. What's good? How you feeling? 0235.
Hello.
Going once. Going twice. All right, I got a bangle.
Man.
You probably got a
Puerto Rican Boost Mobile that's not working right now.
But the funny thing is, a lot of people are listening. They don't necessarily want to talk. They just listen. I appreciate the love. Like, you know, every day that we do this show is only going to get bigger. Every day that we do this show, we only going to get new people that's going to discover our shit. So we
appreciate
the love.
Wait till we get to the interviews. I'm going to be asking these people shit that might make them mad. And I really don't care. I'm going to ask them what the people want to know. Nothing's going to be dry. Nah, I'm going straight to it.
The funny thing is, we got something brewing for you guys next week. Oh, my God. If you're paying attention to the news right now and know the things that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
If we get this person on our show, it's just a matter of scheduling right now. So we're working.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working it. So, like, if we could get this interview popping, oh, my God, Moss.
And you know I'm
going
to go
that's in. That's going to be a big one. That's going to be big. That's going to be big.
We might have to get
so
security. Somebody might swing on me.
Oh, no. No.
It's going to be good.
I'm telling you, you are not going to be disappointed. Next week, hopefully, keep your fingers crossed. I can't let it out the bag right now. It's confirmed, and this person says, hey, I'm going to call in at this such and such time. I can't put it out there, but it's going to happen. And not just that, but we got so many ideas and things that we're doing that, you know, we're only going to grow. So I appreciate you calling in or listening in. If you're on your phone listening, if you're on your computer listening, you can do your workout and listen. You can listen to the show once we get off air, and you can just press play. And I did that last night. I pressed play, and I was like, damn, we sound really good. You know, we need to be working for satellite radio or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cut that check, man.
Cut that check.
That's all.
You need to cut it.
Cut the check and just let me do me. Let us do us, rather. And
okay, I thought you were leaving me already. Like, damn.
Oh, no, never that.
I'm only messing.
Join the pivot.
If you want to call in, you want to talk to us, you want to talk about what we've talked about, or you got some topics, anything you want to add to the show, however, call us. 646-787-1981.
If you want to call and curse me out.
I'm pretty sure there are some people that want to call and curse you out, Moss. Moth can be reckless, but that's why I love him. Like, he can be reckless with his mouth because he gonna say exactly how he feel.
But they can never say I lied.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'd rather have a true spitter than someone that's gonna bite their tongue and go back and forth on what they believe. So I'm with you on that. You know. You ready to get into this topic?
Let's get into it. All
right. Like, the topic tonight is the 40-year-old rapper. Now, everybody pretty much has seen the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin, right? That shit was hilarious. But what about the 40-year-old rapper? You know, is it a time in someone's career, an aspiring rapper, you know, that you should say, hey, this ain't working for me. I ain't caught a deal. I'm still doing homemade videos in a laundromat on the back of my backyard. And I say the laundromat because, you know, I don't want to disrespect nobody. But someone that I know, he made a little video and put it on Facebook. And this dude was folding clothes in the laundromat. And I was like, oh, shit. And he was spitting that like 4 minute song, 4 minute track in a raid, you know, in a laundromat. And my thing is, I can't tell you. I can't say that. I can't say that. I can't get into that. But he's old enough. He's closer to 40 than to 30. And my thing is there a time, is there an age where you say, this shit ain't pop off. You need to find a fucking job.
Let me see. Nah, you can be, long as it's hot, you can do it. We know some rappers that's in the early 20s that can't do this shit. We tell them to hang it up. There should be no age limit on rap. It should be no age limit on music, period. Music is music. Like, it's good. It's good. Music is good for the soul. If you could touch people's soul, then everything is good. It don't matter how old you are. My nephew, he's 4 years old. He don't rap or nothing. But some of the stuff that he say, that shit touches my soul. Like, wow. Like, so it don't matter the age. You know, you can be 102. If you can spit that shit, then spit that shit. I'm going to buy your CD.
But my thing is, you can spit that shit, but nobody's listening. You can spit that shit, but you ain't getting no deal. You can spit that shit, but, you know, like, you're making videos that's, like, beyond low budget. Your audio quality is like you made that shit in your bathroom, like, and you're still like passing. I don't know.
You can make it in your bathroom, but just make it unique. So I can put a red light bulb in there, and stand on the toilet, and spit that shit. And then the next scene, you got a green light bulb in there, and you rapping in the tub. Like, make it unique. Don't be sitting in your bathroom spitting that shit. You know, make it. You know what I mean? Make it fun looking or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
It's about how you do it. You know what I'm saying? You could be that 40-year-old rapper that want to rap in the back.
Really, Mom?
You can do it.
You really believe that shit? Like,
it's all about the music.
Okay.
You mean to tell me if I was to put out a rap song, rapping in the bathroom, and then Jay-Z did the same shit next week? First of all, they gonna tell me sit my ass down. I'm nowhere near 40, but they gonna tell me sit my old ass down. I'm 33. Mm-hmm. They gonna be like, yo, sit your old ass down. Why you want to rap? Jay-Z do the same video with the same green light when he's in the tub, the same red light when he's standing on the toilet. Jay-Z gonna get all the love.
But my this is my thing. I hear what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying. But isn't a difference between an established rapper that's still doing it? Or and someone that's just trying to get on. Like,
true.
You're still trying to get on. Like, Jay is different and unique because Jay been making hits for forever. But if Jay was just coming out at the age that he is, is niggas going to be trying to hear him? Like, they're going to be like, nah, get your old ass out of here. But because he's Jay and he's been doing this since, you know, Reasonable Doubt, he has a catalog. It's different from a nigga that ain't never made a record but still struggling to put that CD out.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
But now, I still think it's all about the music.
Mm-hmm.
I truly do.
I agree.
I know
I hear you. I know. My thing is, it's like, even touching on Jay-Z, like, people try to diss him, like, he old, he need to sit down. And my shit is us black folks, because white people don't tell Mick Jagger his old ass got to sit down. And that motherfucker, he barely can dance. He look like he about to, like, to tip over. And you never hear white people saying, sit your ass out, Mick Jagger. But they be dissing Jay and the older, you know, rappers. And they do it just for the love. Obviously, Jay don't have to do it for the money at this point in time in his career.
Yeah, it's just in him to do it. But I mean, I think it's about the music. I think whatever touches your soul, that's what counts. If it touches you, it could be a regular conversation. If it touches you, it touches you. You know what I mean? Like, you have no choice but to run with it.
Mm.
So if you out here 40 years old, 40 plus or whatever, and you trying to get a record deal, don't try to get no record deal. Try to stay independent.
Just put your music out and do your thing.
Yeah, you might get that record deal at 40, and you know, and they might shoot your video to MTV, the bathroom video, you know, with the red lights and the green lights. You might better get that off.
But you got to do. But you can't look like it was made in a garage. You know, like, you got to put some money into your craft. Like, if this is really your craft and it's just about the music and you don't really care about. I think my only issue is this. I think it's because at the end of the day, I totally 100% agree with you. It is all about the music. My thing is, if you don't have a 9-to-5, if you don't have no income, and this is just your main agenda, getting put on while you like fucking 40, that's a problem. That's a problem. If you in your room with a dirty ass notebook writing rhymes, and your girl is, you know, taking care of the bill, that's a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah. You need to be put somewhere or something.
You
got
to
be reprogrammed. Oh, my God. You got to be rebooted, nigga. Like, you got to start all over again from a child and get raised right the right way. Cause
I think that's the only problem I have with it. I'm like, because music... You know, we're getting older. We ain't young. We're not young spring chickens and we're not young anymore. So, like, the music that I like to hear doesn't exist anymore unless I go back to my CDs. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, to have somebody spit that comes from the era that I fucked with, you know, I'm like, man, this is heaven. Like, I can't get down with the Young Thugs and the I don't know. I can't get down with them. Like, and don't get me wrong, they're talented in their own way because the music is so different right now. But to go through a whole album of Young Thugs singing shit that you don't even know what he's saying, I don't think I can do it.
Nah, and I don't know nobody
think
that
I
could
do it.
Nah,
that's
not
a
at
hard
all.
Pill
it,
to swallow.
It's good for a sound, like. If you at a party or something, it's just good for it. Like, you're not there for, you're not at the club for lyrics. You're at the club to just listen and just have a good time, have a couple of drinks, dance all around. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to the club to listen to a nigga lyrics. I think that's why a lot of people, you know, that's why hip hop, well, rap, whatever you want to call it, it has room for the future. You know, you can't understand them and the Young Thug and all of that. It is room for that, because when you go to the club, you're not trying to listen to what, especially when you're drunk.
You're not trying to be lyrical.
Nah.
Lyrical.
Your brain
context
is slurring,
does not matter.
Right? When it's especially when it's loud. And then most people just like the beat.
I agree. So everything, I guess everything, because, you know, that's another thing. People hate on the new music. And I don't know if I necessarily hate on it. You know, I appreciate it for what it's worth. Like, I'm biased. Like, I come from the era where when I was in high school, we had Biggie, we had Puck, we had Jigga, we had Nas. Like, that's arguably the best artists ever, you know, MCs ever. So it's hard for me to say, you know, have this, and then you're giving me Young Thug, Future, Drake.
It's different avenues. It's all one tree because it's music, but then, you know, every tree has different branches. So that branch that Young Thug and them is on, it's still music, and it still touches people. You know what I'm saying? Because some people just want to, like I said, they want to get out and just hear noise. You know what I'm saying? Like something that's going to make them dance around and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I just feel like dancing. I'm not going to the club to listen. I done listen. That's why, you know, going out on weekends, like, people don't listen to people all week at work talking this, that. I just want to hear something that's going to make me get up and dance and have a couple of drinks. So I accept it all. I come from, you know, the Biggie era, and Biggie my favorite all time, hands down. And that I come from that era, so the whole thing that's going on now, I talk shit about it, but I accept it. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like today, I didn't listen to no rap today. I listened to Bob Marley all day today.
Mm.
I listened to Bob Marley all day. So it all depends what mood you're in. So
that's,
I was
cool.
On that same tree, I was on another branch. I was on the reggae branch. I was on the Bob Marley branch today. Tomorrow,
yeah,
I might be on my Biggie branch or my Jay-Z branch.
Yeah, it happens. The beautiful thing about it, I think, is we need to have the Young Thugs, the Rich Homie Quans, the Pandas to appreciate, you know, the other shit. Like, if we didn't have this,
yeah,
like, for me, it's like, you know, like I said, I feel spoiled. Like, I have every single Jay-Z album. Like, he is that for me. So when I listen to his music, I gotta be in the right space to listen to Jigga. Like, I gotta really be in that space where I go through the first song, the whole catalog. But when you get a break from that and you can listen to a Young Thug, it really makes me appreciate Jay even more. Like, this nigga is a genius. Like, you know, when you hear music and you go back to it years later and you're like, oh shit, you catch messages, because things have different entendres, and it's crazy. So it makes me appreciate that era. That era was something crazy when you had Wu-Tang Clan. You know, that's what my favorite rap group of all time. You know,
that's the golden era.
You know, like, and Method Man, when he was the cream of the crop, you know, like,
yep. But we all get to our ratchet side, though. We all, you know who my favorite ratchet rapper is? 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz?
Yo, yeah. My favorite ratchet, like, non-rapping ass, I told you, it's all in that same tree, just different branches. So when I jump into that other branch, where I just want to just dance and just jump around, 2 Chainz. Put on some 2 Chainz. I don't care what song it is.
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. I like 2 Chainz. Will I buy his album? Nah.
But you can rock to it.
I can rock to it.
And you can appreciate it for what it's worth. And
exactly,
that's what it's about, appreciating for what it's worth. Music,
so we,
you know.
We gotta appreciate all of that shit, because all of that, it does something for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all music. You know, it's just certain times you might want to hear this and this, that. And, you know, it don't matter how foolish it is, at the end of the day, it's still entertainment. That's what people get it twisted at. Like, oh, this shouldn't be on TV. It's just entertainment. And that's when people start talking about, well, the kids are watching it. If it was on TV, got more control over your kids than you do, something's going to snap, take the TV out the house. Your kids shouldn't watch TV.
But
don't matter how much, my first rap tape that I bought was Ice Cube. That was the first rap tape I ever bought. If I came in the house talking about niggas and bitches, my mother would have... Yo, they would have been still looking for me. Like, I would have been up out of here. And then from that, you know, from that point on, I was just a crazy rap head, like crazy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it. But I knew I couldn't come in the house with that N.W.A. mentality, that Ice Cube mentality. I had a Raiders jacket. I had a Raiders Scully. Yeah, I was from Cali.
Oh, my
back.
God. You was a N.W.A. reject.
If I could get a fucking Jerry curl back then, I would have had one of them shits. But like I was saying, trust me, I couldn't come in the house with that. My brother, rest in peace, my sister, my father, I would have had a black and blue eyes.
It wasn't happening. It definitely wasn't happening.
I took it for, you can't blame music for what's going on in the real world.
And the funny thing is I never understood this, how people want musicians, athletes, actors, entertainers, however you want to put it, raise your freaking kid. You know, they want them to be role models, and they come so hard down on them when they fuck up. Like, they're not human. Like let's take Chris Brown, for instance. When Chris Brown did his situation, parents went at him. They ridiculed him. They said so many different things about this nigga. And he was like, I don't know how, was he 20 yet? He was young. This was, like, a few years ago. So he was, like, a late teenager, maybe early 20s, still a kid. You know what I'm saying? I was doing dumb shit when I was that age. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't have $1 million in my pocket and cameras all in my face. So it's like we expect these kids. And, like, fuck that. You are the parent. You need to be raising your child, not the TV, not Jay-Z, not Jigga Man, not Kevin Durant. You.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's the crazy thing.
Exactly.
That's my 2 cents. So, I don't know. We live in a crazy world. We put too much value. We give these celebrities, these entertainers, too much power.
What it
too
is, we need
power.
Somebody to point the finger at.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody to point the finger at. Come on, all of this shit that goes on starts from home. It starts from wherever that kid is being raised at. And that's just what it is. Who's the parent? What's the, you know, how the parent act and this, that, and it starts from home. You can't, point that. I was told as a kid not to be a follower. And everybody that knows me since I was a kid, I was never a follower. You know, I don't follow behind nobody. You stupid as I am. Like, my brother just go off. I'm like, you retarded? You want to be like somebody else? So that stuck with me. All the way up to now, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever I do on my own. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not on my own, but, I lead my own way. But
yeah. You're your own man.
A lot of people, they like to follow, and it's just like, no, start from home. Like, I tell my nephew, to this day, like, who you want to be? Like, he going to say his own name. No, I kid you not. Because I told him, like, yo, do not be a follower. Don't act like nobody else. Be who you. Be you.
Do you.
So... When you don't put that into your child at a young age, it's a wrap. It's a wrap after that.
Pretty much. You got to lay that foundation down. A lot of people fucking do not lay that foundation, but they want to build these mansions. You can't have a mansion if you ain't got the foundation laid down. Listen, we kind of got deep on y'all tonight. Like, we got a little philosophical and shit. Like...
Yo, man, if y'all got any questions or any comments, maybe I said something wrong, maybe Tiff said something wrong, call in 646-787-1981, man. Call in.
Man. Like, we gotta lighten this shit up. Let's get out of this little deep mode, because, we on one right now. But,
some people need to hear that. Some people need a hit.
You know, absolutely. I think you got to spray it in and spice it. It's like spices. You need a little bit in your life. You can't just lead motherfuckers astray and, think that we all fun and games. And, you got to hear some shit that's going to have some substance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out
you
got to
have
too.
Some meat
she,
and potatoes
just,
in your life, too.
Shout out to Mo. She just texted me. She said I need to leave the word bitch out of my mouth. I didn't realize I said bitch that many times. I'm sorry. Gotta keep the word.
Shout out. You can call in and tell him and curse him out. You know what I'm saying? Curse him out.
See, that's the Ice Cube back in the day. See? It's coming out of me now. I can't do that.
You got a Jerry Curl?
Nah.
No Jerry Curl. Nah. You didn't fuck up mommy's pillowcases with the little activated kit. Trying to be like O'Shea and Jackson.
Nah, all I had was the Raiders coat with the Raiders Scully. That's all. I ain't had no Jerry Curl. My mother wasn't.
Man, I'm going back to the pictures. I'm coming to your mama house. I want to see, because I think you had the curly kit start a kid.
Nah, I had none of that. My mother, no, matter of fact, my brother wouldn't even allow that shit. My sister, nah, he wasn't, nah. My aunt, she
you
had
get
a
no
pass. She had that all the way up to like 1999. Now I'm playing, but she
Ooh.
Had it for a while. She was the only one in
Ooh,
the family.
My sister used to have it, man. Oh, I used to hate that shit. In a car, you can't sit on that side of the car until you wipe that shit down. That shit all greasy, man. Like, get
I,
your
I
ass out of here.
I thought it was just. I thought it was just like some type of good hair or something. I didn't know it was like it was sprayed and you got to sleep with a bag and can't put your head on.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
like
you got to sleep with a shower cap. The struggle, man.
Sleep with a fucking C-Town bag on your head. Nah, man. Nah, my mother.
Yeah.
My mother.
Yeah, that's
I had
good hair in
like,
a bottle.
I had a little sitting 28 fro. I had a bald head. I had a bald head.
You had a bald head.
I had a bald head. Word up.
Long dick style.
I had a bald head. Like, yeah. I mean, my brother used to come and shave my shit.
A bald head?
I'll tell you one thing. My next bald head I get, I'm getting tattoos on my head. Damn,
oh,
Bigelow.
God.
But now, yo, raise your kids right, man. I don't want the little niggas breaking into my house a couple years from now.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
don't blame
running
it on
you
the music,
over
man.
In a parking lot, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to take your shit, running your pocket, man. It's crazy out here, man. These kids,
yeah.
The kids are going into the penile system earlier and earlier because no daddy
yeah.
wasn't around. Mommy was selling pussy in the street. Like, we got to save our youth. Like, it's deep. I mean, we could really have a deep conversation on that. And, you know, that's for another show, but it's deep, man.
Man
we can get real deep because it can be deep. So, listen,
like,
I mean,
totally
646 787-1981. We're going to rock out for a few more minutes. Any parting words? What you want to say? Like, what you want to get into before we chuck up the deuces?
Man, I just want everybody to stay positive. Raise your family. Take care of yourself. Fucking don't feed into the dumb shit. You know, that's easy right there to fall into some dumb shit. You know, just think before you speak, think before you react, you know, all of that. You know what I mean?
All
just,
that good stuff.
Yeah, out of all that shit I was just talking, you know, I had to get for real.
Get for real, like real for real. Shape up. Yeah, all that and a bag of chips, and make sure you tune into our motherfucking show. That's what I care about. You know, raise your kids, that's all good. But after you raise your kids, you let them listen to our fucking podcast. That's what you do.
Nah.
You know, that's how you raise them right, because they're going to get some truth on this goddamn show. So make sure you check us out. We're trying to do 2 to 3 days out of the week. Support us. Help us out. Tell us. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Call in 646-787-1981. That's the number every time. The links are going to be on his Facebook page, on my Facebook page. Let us know if you got some ideas for the show that you want to run it by us. Let us know if you have some people that you will be intrigued, that you may know, you got to connect, you got to plug with. Let us know. Help us out. We just want to make a dynamic show, a very interactive, dynamic show, and it starts with you guys. So I appreciate the love. Just had a few people calling in tonight on the line listening in. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. With that being said, we're going to fade to black, chucking up the deuces. What should we go? Should we go with some music? Should I go Cali?
Man,
should I go Caribbean? Should I go, you know, South? How should I roll out?
Let's go Caribbean on the ass real quick.
All right. You know, be blessed. Have a good night. Rock out with us next week. We got a lot of things brewing. Make sure. Oh, I can't wait till we, like, got everything, like, squared away and we can say, bow. You know, here's what we're doing. But just stay tuned. Stay tuned. Midnight Convos with Tiffany Nicole and Morse Jones. We'll be back at it next week. One love.
Peace.
When I care for my turn.